Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life, Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. Today we're talking about stewardship. Stewardship meaning, what role do we play on this earth? You know, as Ojibwe people, you know, we tend to want to protect the Earth Mother. We want to let her know, you know, that the things that we do are going to be also for those that are coming after us. And to keep her clean. Keep her healthy, because if we don't leave that kind of world behind for our children and our children's children, they're not going to have nothing. They're going to be, well, we have something, you know. Our forefathers left us all kinds of stuff, you know, to be able to live and to survive. Why wouldn't we want to keep that intact for the future generations to come? Why would we want to destroy the Earth Mother? So stewardship is meaning, you know, to take care of. To be the butler, whatever, you know. And how do we do that? You know, we just take little steps and we try to clean up after ourselves. You know, that's where we start, you know. Once again, you know, we talk about being in the home and the first campfire being the house, your home. Second one, you know, being the family, relatives, aunts, uncles, grandpas, and stuff like that. Third one being friends, and then community, then, you know, you branch out from there. But the first camp, we take care of ourselves. And then we conduct ourselves in that same manner. We just add to it, because now we got others that are looking at us, you know, cousins, grandmas, grandpas, and we also have to help, you know, with them and our friends and other people in the community, and we, you know, show them where, you know, what we've done, you know, to take care of the Earth Mother. And I think that that's a good practice for everybody, is to start in the home. Clean up after yourselves, clean your room, you know, clean the living room, clean the kitchen, keep it clean, and then the garbage, you know, start with the garbage, you know, tear the cardboard out of there, the plastic, the glass, and separate those things. The food, you know, I have a dog. I give all the extras to the dog, and I, you know, mix it in with their food, their dog food, and it, you know, there's nothing that goes to waste, you know. So the dog's the bones, and those types of things, and nothing really goes to waste in the house, and you know, the garbage smells like, you know, it doesn't stink. Keep it well maintained. Then whatever goes on out, you know, just mark it. And when the garbage people come through, they'll take your garbage for you, you know. And then when they get to the garbage place, they'll separate that too. And it'll go back to helping the earth. When you're around the house, you know, just clean your yard. You know, keep everything clean. Don't let oil spills, you know, be a thing around your house. You know, those types of things, you know. really, really maintain your yard well, and groom it, and those types of things. And that's being, you know, a good steward, you know, to help the Earth Mother, and to maintain, you know, if there was ever a fire that comes through, you know, it wouldn't spread, and those types of things. Because, you know, you've maintained your yard, and you got a little fire break between, you know, the woods and your house. And I think they say it's like 13 feet apart for each tree in order for it to be a healthy forest. So, yeah, there's a lot of things, and keep things up and off the ground, like piles of brush, those types of things. You know, you don't want a big mice infestation, because that's what'll congregate, is the mice, because they'll see it as cover from the birds of prey, you know. And again, you know, they'll populate like crazy if they know there's enough cover and there's enough food around. So yeah. That's I guess it's all part of being, you know, a good everything for your own self and for future generations to come. I think it's a good character builder. Builds, you know, excellent character inside yourself. If you're to ever, you know, end up with somebody, you know, I'm sure they're going to appreciate those types of efforts that you put forth in yourself and to help and save the earth and to be at one with the earth and good with the earth. I don't think that they want somebody that's just going to throw garbage out on the ground and, you know, and throw good garbage away. And I think that they'd want you to pick up after yourself. You clean room, clean house. Nobody wants to live in a dirty house. I know I sure don't. So it's those types of things, you know, that make or break a good team, a good effort between two people. And so, anyway, thank you for tuning on in, joining us on Jibwe Way of Life. We'll see you again next week. Aha, Miigwech. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Lartbear. This was the Jibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.